This is what a tall grass prairie in Iowa sounds like. It's one of very few left in North America, and its disappearance could spell the end for certain birds and plants. Prairies once covered 170 million acres and now are just a fraction of that, with the largest area in Kansas. They're one of the most complicated and diverse ecosystems in the world outside of the Brazilian rainforest. In fact, most of the important plant life for prairies is underground, away from fire. Some roots can go as deep as 10 to 15 feet and thought to hold a third of the world's land-based carbon. Earlham biology student Josh Angel spent 7 weeks this summer studying a tall grass prairie in Iowa.
We saw more things than I could imagine. One of the species we spent the most time looking at was the Dick Sissel, which is a small brownish, yellowish bird that is very charismatic. We saw lots of red-winged blackbirds and grasshopper sparrows and henslow sparrows, among other wildlife like white-tailed deer and countless kinds of insects.
If he sounds excited, he is. Angel loved getting to know these grassland natives.
I come from just outside Philadelphia, so it's an area and a habitat, an ecosystem that I'm not familiar with, so that was really exciting.
What are tall grass prairies? What do they do, and where did they go? As you might imagine, 80% of the prairie is grass, and the other 20% is wildflowers. It's what they attract that's important to Earlham's Jamie Kuhn and her team. She's a visiting professor of biology and environmental sustainability. Kuhn started researching grasslands in 2014, joining a group that began looking at problems in 2006.
It was a huge biome. It supported massive biodiversity of plants and birds and arthropods, and humans have almost entirely converted tall grass prairies to agriculture at this point.
Because of the really big human footprint, grassland birds are the fastest declining North American group of birds, she says, because they have all lost this habitat. In a project with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, private landowners, and researchers from the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana, students spent 7 weeks at the prairie. Wendy Torrey is Earlham's endowed chair in ornithology.
So a typical day, we woke up very early, sometimes 4 a.m. before sunrise. We got ready to go to the field. As we were heading to the field, we had sunrise. We would go there. Typically, we would do some censuses to survey the populations of grassland birds. After that, we would do some nest searching to try to find nests from a great diversity of species.
Searching out birds without scaring them off can be complicated. The team built a 60-foot-long nest rope. Empty aluminum cans hang down and make a noise that startles the birds whose nests are buried deep in the tall grass. Angel says the birds shoot up into the air when the rope gets close. Then he can go to check the spot to see if there's a nest. Here's Kuhn.
Some surprising findings we've had is actually some invasive grasses have a very negative impact on the reproduction of grassland birds. So this is something that needs to be managed and looked at and in collaboration with the private landowners that surround the region. And so what we were doing this summer is following up that research to try to find out more details about how birds respond to invasive grasses. And so we were looking at the behaviors that we see at the nests, as Wendy was saying, how often the birds bring food into their young. And our idea is to look at whether the invasive grass is influencing the provisioning rates, that feeding rate.
The goal is restoration so tall grass prairies can be put back into the landscape. Torrey says Earlham is planting a new prairie on land that was a lawn, and the Iowa study will continue.
These are great opportunities for our students to really go out there and to immerse themselves in the scientific process, do something meaningful, you know, that can really have an impact on wildlife conservation.
A recent study found that between 2008 and 2016, farmland replaced 1 million acres of grasslands in the U.S. Earlham hopes to turn that around. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.